Good morning. Another sunny and dry start to the day across interior New York and New England. It's on the warm side and a bit muggy, with dew points largely in the lower 60s and temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s across the region. Sunshine will dominate again today, with fair weather clouds mixing in this morning. Eventually, some of these cumulus clouds will tower and grow into isolated thunderstorms. Most of us will stay dry through the day as energy continues to pivot through the region from that system departing off the eastern seaboard. This afternoon's high temperatures will once again make a run at the 90-degree mark. Another warm and muggy night tonight, with partly cloudy skies and temperatures back into the upper 60s to around 70. A deep trough of low pressure will dig into the Midwest and Great Lakes through the midweek period. Energy will eject out of this trough from the Ohio Valley and in our direction over the next couple of days, keeping a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. So with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday, we run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs making it into the lower 90s. Still on the warmer side of this trough Wednesday, we'll reach into the mid-80s, but as it draws a bit closer from the Great Lakes, a better chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday afternoon, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds. The trough will still be nearby, but most of the energy will have departed by the latter stages of the week, leaving us with partly to mostly sunny skies on Thursday and highs back into the mid-80s with slightly lower humidity. Right now it looks dry on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s before the next system arrives over the weekend. And with a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the mid to upper 80s and will introduce the next round of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather will be active across the middle of the country as a front will extend from the Great Lakes across the Mississippi Valley and into the central high plains. Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will stream north over the plains and pool along this boundary, resulting in the development of showers and thunderstorms today and tomorrow. The Storm Prediction Center is highlighting a large area within a risk of severe thunderstorms, primarily over parts of North Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. While the tornado threat with these thunderstorms will be low, large hail and damaging winds will be the main risks, along with areas of excessive rainfall. Meanwhile, out west, a strengthening high-pressure system will lead to heat building into California and the Great Basin, which will peak today in the Great Basin before a new front settles into the region, leading to some relief. Record highs will be possible, though, in Northern California both today and tomorrow. An excessive heat watch has been posted over the San Joaquin Valley. The building high will foster hot temperatures across the adjoining southern plains, with the potential for record highs near the Trans-Pecos region of Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 57 degrees with a west wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 63, 79% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 92 degrees, the low 69. The average temperature, 81. That's 12 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 56 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 2.14 inches below normal, and 12.85 inches for the year, which is 4.63 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1954. And the record low, 37, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, with more scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny, mid-80s Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s on Friday. And on Saturday and Sunday, the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.